I am your father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's former roommate.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. May God have mercy on your soul.
Movie time. It's Friday. We're going to talk about the new movie releases here on The Takeaway. Two very different ones this week. Actually, a bunch of movies being released. Frankenweenie is out. Tim Burton's got a new film that's in theaters. Our movie day team co-host Kristen Meinzer is here as usual. Her co-host Rafer Guzman is out this week at the Hamptons Film Festival. It's a dirty job. Somebody's got to do it. In addition to co-hosting the podcast, Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. You can always subscribe to Movie Date at facebook.com/moviedatepodcast. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Hi, of course. Hi, happy Friday, John. How are you?
Happy Friday. It's great out here in Ohio, and you can already see some of these movies out on the marquee. Let's talk about an action flick that you saw. Liam Neeson starring in Taken 2, the same hero he played in the original Taken a couple years back. Let's remind people with a clip.
How's it going?
Listen to me carefully, Kim. Your mother and I are going to be taken. And people are going to come for you, too.
Place where you are. Go to where the book is I told you about.
There's a door. Go into the room and hide in the closet.
Now, this seemed to me like an odd candidate for a sequel. Is it Liam Neeson trying to jump the Matt Damon shark and make it into the sort of action hero world with a franchise?
I hope so. I want to see lots more Liam Neeson doing lots more action, doing a lot more conversations that start with, listen to me very carefully. I thought it was great, and I hope that there are several more kidnappings in his future. I mean, in the first movie, his daughter gets kidnapped. In this one, he and his ex-wife get kidnapped. And I just thought it was ridiculous, over-the-top, nonsensical fun, very fast-paced. And you never have to stop and think about whether or not things are logical. There's a lot of stuff that makes absolutely no sense, but it doesn't matter because it's so much fun.
So in a sense, it is a little bit like the Bourne franchise.
Oh, yeah, I would say so. But for all the people out there who like their heroes in their 50s or 60s instead of their 20s, this is a great action hero to look forward to becoming as we age if we want to.
Indie film out today. I know you love the sort of indie space just to begin with. But this film, The Paperboy, is, got all kinds of odd things, including critics who are absolutely incensed about it on one side and others who are raving. We're going to be talking with the film's director, Lee Daniels, who directed The Paperboy. Let's hear a clip.
I bet he knows I'm here. You see, people who fall in love outside of a normal relationship, they have these powers. Telepathic powers. Hillary and I have that kind of connection, you dig?
Nicole Kidman is back in the South again. What'd you think of The Paperboy?
Oh, well, first let me tell you a little bit about it, because it's a crazy sort of plot with many, many storylines in it. That's Nicole Kidman. She's sitting in the parking lot of the jail, of the prison, where her boyfriend is incarcerated. Her boyfriend is played by John Cusack. She's sitting in the car with Zac Efron, the little brother of the journalist who's helping to investigate the murder charges that John Cusack is facing, trying to get him out of jail so that John Cusack and Nicole Kidman can be together. Plus, there's a servant, master, race, class, whole other subplot to the whole thing. So a lot of people out there, a lot of critics are saying there's just too much going on here. Plus, it's mixing genres. It's Southern Gothic. It's a thriller. It's a comedy. And I think a lot of people just don't know what to make of all of these things being mixed together. Personally, though, I loved it. I thought it was like nothing else I have ever seen. I just thought it was terrific. When the lights came up at the end, all I could do was sit there and I thought, what did I just watch? And I mean that in a good way. I thought it was great.
Based on the 1995 novel by Pete Dexter, and the Paperboy, he really takes it in a whole different direction.
Oh, yes. He has a lot of fun with it, a lot of fun with this movie.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun with the director, Lee Daniels, talking about his new film, The Paperboy. Stay with us later this hour. You know how to reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Weigh out on this conversation or anything else you hear. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Have a great weekend, Kristen.
You too. Thanks so much, John.
The
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.